This is Betsy Struthers reading from her latest book, Relay Short Fictions, published by Black Moss Press in 2010. This series of short poetic fictions pass the torch of narrative from one character to another. The Single. Sometimes you just have to move to feel the earth's resistance to the bones you no longer lay down lightly. Sometimes it's enough to walk under a gray sky in a January thaw, fog wisping over snow below the lowest branches of the poplars, squirrel tracks a labyrinth to follow. Sometimes you turn face down the portrait snapped years ago in a moment of abandon, the half-smile, blouse and button to display tanned cleavage, frame on the dresser where you see it in the morning, in the night when you turn the light on to banish specters, you finally move it to another room. Sometimes your phantom breast aches or the lost nipple stiffens. There's no explaining this. There's no explaining how restless you are when the day begins to darken so early, too early. How far away the summer seems. You can't wait for tomorrow, never mind July. On long-term leave, though the treatments are, at last, thank God, over. The new normal, single and single-breasted. Brittle with divorce, your sister looks at you lopsided, arms folded on her own two breasts as if she were hiding them, protecting them. She wants to buy you padded bras. She talks of reconstruction. She can't accept you living asymmetric. Sometimes you just have to move away from and toward, travel light, travel to the light in a land where even the alphabet is alien. Prove that you're not ready to be boxed away. Prove that you're still living. The Student. This is new, this is different. Slow boat down the Mekong, 2 days playing poker between rows of wooden chairs, bets of thousands kip, has lost about $2. Hasn't eaten more than fruit, toilet a hole chopped through the stern, brown water rushes underneath, deadfall, a bloated dog, plastic bags and bottles. Shares the platform in the bow with backpacks and 6 kids, blonde baby in a sling. What mum would say to traveling like this? Boat bumps against a village dock and small girls clamber in, tote baskets of bananas, Pringles, water, beer, their bare arms blotched with bruises, their voices a sing-song. Who he meets? Germans, Swedes, of course Americans. A drunk Israeli burned his shin on a scooter in Phuket but still won't leave the road. An older woman traveling with a backpack on her own, an Amazon she calls herself, gives him a paperback she's finished with to read. If he could be that brave, to go and keep on going, leave no tracks behind. The Neighbor. Who has lived here long enough to watch a generation grow from infant to adult, the boy next door traveling in Asia who used to drive his big wheels on the sidewalk, wobble on a bike with training wheels, take his 10-speed racing up the rail trail, then learn to operate his mother's car. Who notices fresh squirrel tracks, rabbit tracks, deep footsteps leading to the house next door, abandoned for no reason, boarded up. Could be the postman, meter man, could be another neighbor checking. Who witnesses drug transactions in the playground, young men in dark blue sports cars passing back and forth, and the van parked once a week at noon, motor idling, rocking up and down. A man, a woman, have they nowhere else to meet? The woman gets out first, tugs her clothing straight, climbs in her red car and drives away. Who watches? Who sees? Who notes the comings and goings, the familiar and the unfamiliar cars, the dog walkers, strollers, newspaper carriers? Who keeps herself to herself, open laptop on her knees? The Lover. Each time she swears will be the last, even as she wriggles in her seat to free the grab of nylon in her crotch, pantyhose pulled on awkward in the van, not a lot of room to move, but just enough. Bangs her fist on the wheel, never again, and the horn blurts, startles an old lady on the sidewalk. Small white dog lunges right out at the car, as though its red were a cape she flaunts. She breaks in time. Claws scrabble at the door, high hysteric bark. Old woman mouths sorry through the glass, dog turning back to snarl. His wife, her friend, their children in the same high school classes. The two of them behave like teenagers themselves, hand notes under the dinner table, their spouses busy chatting, the passing touch, the coded conversations. All the names she calls herself, homewrecker, wanton, dissolute, slut, all the time she says, we have to stop doing this, meeting in the park to talk, knowing what talk between them always leads to, his mouth, her lips, the seats tip back, the gray car blanket. Each time she tells herself, don't answer, when her phone rings at 11:10, his morning break. She almost lets it go to voicemail, ignores the looks of co-workers at their desk, manager saying, aren't you going to get that? Of course she is. Of course it's him. Of course she answers yes. The usual place, the usual time. This hectic flush she will blame on menopause when she knows it's heat. In heat she is, and helpless.